Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about The Richest Man in Babylon by George S. Klassen. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one feel like a financial self-help book or more like a collection of ancient wisdom stories?
Hey there, Sam. It's both, really. The book uses parables set in ancient Mesopotamia, but the principles are so straightforward that they almost feel like common sense. The author, George S. Klassen, wrote it in the 1920s, but the lessons go way back. The core idea is that wealth isn't about luck, it's about applying specific habits.
Yeah, I love that it's not about some secret formula. It starts with the richest man in Babylon, Arkad, and the king asks him to teach everyone how he got so wealthy. And the first lesson is so simple: pay yourself first.
Right. Save at least 10% of everything you earn. That's the part you keep. Arkad calls it the foundation. And if you can't do that, no amount of income will make you rich. It's about discipline, not math.
Exactly. But then he says you can't just hoard that gold under your mattress. You have to put it to work. Every coin becomes a laborer that earns more coins. So you invest it.
And that's where the next principle kicks in: seek wise counsel. There's a story about a man who gives his gold to a brickmaker who thinks he can trade jewels. The brickmaker loses everything because he doesn't know the business. You wouldn't ask a baker for shipbuilding advice, right?
That part really stuck with me. Today, it's like asking your cousin who watches a lot of YouTube for stock tips. You need someone who actually has experience and success in that specific area.
Another big one is debt. There's a parable about a man buried in debts, living in constant anxiety. The solution isn't to run, it's to face your creditors honestly and make a repayment plan. That's such a healthy mindset.
Yeah, I think a lot of people could use that today. The book also talks about owning your home as an investment. Instead of paying rent forever, build equity. It's about creating a secure foundation for your family.
And it emphasizes patience. Wealth building is a marathon. There's a story of a man who inherits gold and blows it quickly because he never learned the discipline. Meanwhile, someone who saves 10% year after year and invests wisely ends up far richer.
That's compound interest without ever using the term. The book also gets into mindset, seeing wealth as something you can create, not just something that happens to lucky people. Arkad says luck is actually preparation meeting opportunity.
Right. And it connects wealth to character. The richest man isn't just rich. He's respected because he's wise, generous, and honest. The process of building wealth builds you as a person.
The book ends with 7 practical recommendations. Save 10%, control spending, invest wisely, protect against loss, own your home, plan for the future, and increase your earning ability. That's pretty much a complete financial plan.
It really is. And what I love is that none of it depends on the economy or your job. These principles have worked for thousands of years because they're based on human nature. My main takeaway? Start small, be consistent, and get good advice.
My takeaway is the simplicity. It's not about complicated strategies. It's about doing a few things right and doing them for a long time. That's powerful.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So The Richest Man in Babylon reminds us that wealth is a habit, not a mystery. We'll see you in the next one.